Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
How are you doing? I noticed you walk in this morning and you're talking about your El Paso trip, which is coming up on Monday.
Sure is.
And how it's in your head and you're having dreams about
it's
it.
Awful.
Almost like nightmares you're having.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when something's in your subconscious, you obviously know you're stressing about it. You know what I mean? Like, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was crying. I was so happy we got our passports. And it was just, and I was like, oh, crap, man, this is a dream. So I went back to bed because I really convinced myself that we got the passports, right?
Yeah.
So I went back to bed and then all of a sudden I was dreaming and had a nightmare that we got to the border and the passport pictures inside the passports had dissolved.
Wow.
And they wouldn't let us over. So
that's crazy. So,
yeah, this is consuming your life.
Oh my God, it's so ridiculous. I mean, who has to go all the way to El Paso, Texas to get a freaking passport with their kid?
If you don't know the story, Jamie is headed to the Bahamas coming up in a couple of weeks, and she doesn't have a passport that's updated for a kid and
it
needs
expired.
To get one. It expired.
Right.
And can't get an appointment here in town. There's a couple of places here that you can actually go to. One that you can get it expedited, but there are no appointments.
Well, the thing is, and I know everybody's going to say, like, go to the post office. It's a different story when you have a child that's under the age of 18. So there's a whole paperwork system that goes with that. And we were outside of the two-week window or whatever, so we have to have it extra, extra fast. Our friend Jen that works here, she didn't get hers in 4 to 6 weeks, and they had to cancel their trip.
Yeah, they canceled their entire trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of people are having to do that. They've said they're going to go out of the country, but they didn't have a passport, and they looked into the trip before the passport and got themselves caught in a pickle there, you know? And you're in the same situation. Closest location Jamie could find to get this thing expedited and to get it in time to go to the Bahamas is El Paso, Texas.
Right. So
you got to book a trip down to El Paso.
I already got that. Do you know that there's no 5-star hotels in El Paso?
I would have guessed that.
Yeah.
I would think there'd be one. I think there'd be one 5-star hotel in El Paso. There's not even one.
Yeah. I don't think that's a 5-star town over there.
No, there's not even a 4-star.
El Paso's one of those towns that nobody's really familiar with.
Yeah, I'm not either. Yeah, obviously.
I don't know that much about it.
I saw that they have a botanical garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm excited about going there.
Sure you are.
Because...
Now, what's the plan? Are you going down to spend a couple of days in El Paso? Or you're just going down the night before?
No, we're not going to spend some time in El Paso.
Well, you could go to Six Flags over El Paso.
Do they have one?
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's sketchy. I feel like nothing good happens.
Maybe.
I feel like it's like just child trafficking.
That's the vibe I've kind of got.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real sketch.
Maybe you hit El Paso SeaWorld.
I don't think they have that either.
Or Disney El Paso.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah. We're actually going to see Disney on Ice in El Paso.
Oh.
Yeah. No, so we're going to go Sunday and then we're just going to get it Monday. Hopefully, my God, and that's the other thing is like my brain is like, oh my God, okay, you gotta show them proof that you have airline tickets, you gotta have the little picture, you have to, and then all of a sudden my ex drops this bombshell because he's gonna go back to El Paso and get it in 3 days if I can't get them to do it same day, and then all of a sudden he's like, it's not going over well in my home. I don't think I can get it. And I go, what do you mean? And then my son, I go, hey, why isn't your dad going to go get the passport for you? Because it's his fault. Because I told him to renew it in January. Remember? I was like, renew it. And he's like, his current wife doesn't want to help me in any kind of form.
Well, it's not helping you.
That's what I said.
It's your kid.
I said, hey, idiot. good. It's not helping me. I have my passport. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, you can leave.
Yeah. Like, it's our child that doesn't have their passport.
How do you not get that?
Because she's neat.
Yeah. I'm just saying, though. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, but at some point, dad has to call the shot.
Well yeah. Well,
not the other person.
I think
that's the way I am.
I believe it.
I call all the shots. Yeah, I run that place.
Right.
I want pants.
I guess it would be like you helping Sharon in something and then somehow Lisa saying, well, that's really helping Sharon and not the child.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
women are weird.
If I know for a fact that it's helping my kid, and I'm being serious about that, you know what? I think I can handle the argument of who I'm helping.
Yeah.
Here, okay.
I think
I could step up and handle that because it's my child.
Exactly.
And if I need to take care of business, you need to take care of business and you have to get over it, right?
Right. But it's because I'm going on the trip ultimately. I guess, I don't know, maybe there's a jealousy issue or something. I don't know what it is.
Maybe she
doesn't want us to go on a trip.
Well, that might be the case too, but maybe she's thinking that maybe somewhere along the line she doesn't really trust him.
Oh, to go to, my son's to, going to with go. Him.
No. I'm just saying that maybe she's thinking that what you know is going to actually happen. The son goes with him. You're coming back the day early and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just not buying all that from him because she thinks he's a pathological liar or something.
She might not be wrong. But she could hear me live on the radio the next 2 days after that to know that I'm actually here and not with him.
I mean, that's a great point,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, but if she has that attitude, there's a good chance she doesn't listen.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, think about that, too. You hate somebody so much that you
like,
don't.
I'm not hearing her voice.
Exactly. Oh, so there might be that, too, in the equation.
So I haven't looked up anything in the crime and everything, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to a third world country. I've been to Asia with my kid alone. I've been all kinds of the Dominican with my kid alone. But for some reason, I'm really sketched out about going to El Paso with my kid alone.
Listen, we have a friend that left here this past weekend, Chris, right?
Yeah.
Chris is headed to South Texas, Galveston. So far, he stopped in Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah.
Spent the night. He stopped in Waco, Texas, and spent the night.
Oh, did he go to Joanne and whatever's Chip and Joanna's place?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you should
Are
ask.
They in Waco?
No, wait. Are they in Waco?
I think they are. I think you're right.
I don't know.
No, I think they are.
Okay.
Anyway, he sent me pictures. You know Chris and his pictures. He loves to send pictures,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me pictures. And Jamie, it looks like a hellhole.
Waco does?
Waco, Amarillo. I got a feeling El Paso. I think if it starts or ends with an O, it's an
it's,
O.
It's a bat. Like
it's
El
a
Paso.
Hole.
Yeah.
El Paso.
Oh, no.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.